بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من سميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما كان إبراهيم يهوديا ولا نصرانيا ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما وما كان من المشركين إن أولى الناس بإبراهيم للذين اتبعوه وهذا النبي والذين آمنوا والله ولي المؤمنين وقال تعالى أيضا لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم وقال أيضا إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable ulama, respected elders and brothers, mothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First and foremost, we commence with the praises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah, who is mine and your soul's sustainer, cherisher and nourisher, creator of both the worlds. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, leader, mentor, and our guide, Nabi Pak Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and brothers, the three major religious communities, that is Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, they all claim to be linked to Ibrahim alayhi salam. All three religions, which are the major religions of the world, they all lay claim to be linked to Ibrahim alayhi salam. All three religions proudly claim to be the children of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The Jews believe that by virtue of their lineage, they are the chosen people and were thus exclusively honored with prophets in their ancestry. The Christians, on the other hand, believe that Jesus, that is Isa alayhi salam, was a descendant of Ibrahim alayhi salam, who graciously paid for the sins of humanity by giving up his own life. The Jews, they derive racial superiority from their relation to Ibrahim alayhi salam, whilst the Christians, they derive the concept of divine atonement from him. That is how they claim that they are linked to Ibrahim alayhi salam. So each religion claims that they are the closest to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now, respected elders and friends, putting this in perspective, let's see what